kind of tough to let all the officers go since we had most of them in one group, which is not offered at that time.
So, the template, you're updating it, or?
We're trying to review the entire policy.
Gosh, you need more than that. Updated monthly, practically.
Trying something a little different than what's happened in the past. We've invited all the elected officials who were input, rather than the commission building it. So we're working out from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you from?
Originally, Houston, Missouri. Mm-hmm. 1 hour out of Houston, Springfield. Went to Springfield and Missouri State. Got my insurance risk management degree. Graduated a few years back.
You were a fun traveling country, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We actually met at Hill Mel the other day.
And I told Justin you probably knew a little bit about my firm. Yeah.
I mean, we had the battle with the General Assembly. We put both of them into place. All we had for you to do that. But at the time, counties. Sometimes couldn't get liability insurance at all. I mean, in some of counties, such as Dane County, who hadn't had any claims, but we couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Spence. Not that we couldn't, it was that our rates were true.
Yeah, exactly.
With no claims.
I know Larry Spence from Shaw County said his county was bare for 2 years before Mofirm came along.
You know, I can remember Henry Dalton and a couple of other senators stating back at that time, if you don't have or have never had liability insurance, you don't have any liability.
That guy was making laws for the state of Missouri.
Well, and there was a real argument at the time.
Well, you know,
Dick Webster joined in with him. John Russell joined in on that argument from up in the Lebanon area. There were three or four other senators that were with that, and it was an interesting time, I guess, for all public entities.
You know, I've never heard, how long did it take y'all to really get everything done? You know, we sent her everything around January 1st, 1987, we wrote the first policy, but did you take like all of 86 to get it done?
No, it took a couple of years to get it done.
Wow.
The big fight was with the insurance industry.
Yeah.
They didn't want to put it in place.
Well, see, I was in the insurance industry at that time, too. And
as a matter of fact, when the legislation was passed and the governor signed the legislation, Ashcroft, as we went in, the four appointees that were appointed to that board from this part of the state, Don Bush, who was the manager in Springfield, and myself were put on that board. And then there was somebody from the Cape area and somebody from...
Rodney Miller from
Ed. No, wasn't Rodney? No, he was never on the board. It was I can't remember his name. And then there was somebody from up in the Kirksville area.
You know, we've got two vacancies on the board right now. Mm-hmm. And David and I have been working on trying to get somebody interested to do the governor's office. Our trustees are appointed. So the governor's office has asked us to get them. We've probably been working on this for 6 weeks. Nobody wants to declare themselves. No elected official wants to declare themselves an RRD. We've gone through. They don't want to serve on our board.
Is it still that the director of administration,
mm-hmm.
the attorney general?
Mark Kaiser's still there. And then the attorney general. I've been there 17 years. I'm on the attorney general there for Christmas pictures. But right now he sends, her name's Renee Kingston, I think it is. So it's always just a proxy there. And those are the two state people that run it. So.
When we went over for confirmation that first year after it was inside. Sorry to take so much of our time.
Oh, yeah.
The we went into this little hearing with the insurance board committee from the Senate. Mm-hmm. So we had to go through them before we could get to the confirmation. Senator Melton was sitting in front of me and turned around and they called the first individual. And after they chewed out the first court, I can remember him returning around and just it took a little longer than I thought. I mean, they were close to
Was the Senator possibly thinking about, like, the Corps of Engineers and things like that that can't be sued or can't be liable for issues that the counties might fall into that same ruling, or the state might fall into that same ruling, or what were they thinking?
No, we had sovereign immunity already. It was just that we had there was some weird, different thinking. Cities.
Isn't that kind of naive that, you know, if you tell somebody you didn't have insurance, someone can sue you or something like that? That's not how it goes. Well, we asked for a little time with you. Justin is new with Melcom. He's our specialist. We do obviously write the county and getting ready to do your renewals and everything. So Craig will be coming over. If he's not already been over, he has your renewal information. But Justin's done a little review for you. I will go ahead and tell you that the board met a week ago Tuesday. My firm is not taking a rate increase, so I need the liability or the property, which is good to know because that means our actuarial rates are working out just fine. It means we're charging you enough, is what it, in layman's language. And the board did vote for a 2014 refund. Again, $1.1 million will be distributed to you. That is a equity refund. It's not based on loss experience or the size of your entity, other than we use your contribution for 2013 to determine what you get out of that refund. I can't give you an amount then on that until after January 1st when all of the MoFirm policies renew, because I have to know how many are going to renew. That's how we get the formula going. I don't believe you've had much action on in terms of claims this year. But hopefully claims are inevitable, and I hope you have a very good working relationship with our claims department. We're right there in Jeff City, so Dixie handles everything, and she's very good about knowing exactly what we need. We get to our claims service. We've been making the rounds in the area this week, and have gotten very good high remarks on our claims service. Ruth is still there. There's several of us that have been with my firm for quite some time and are a little closer to retirement than others.
Well, Ruth's been there since 87.
Actually, David, me, Ruth, and David's assistant, Gloria, are all less than 2 years. We lined up. So it's, when Ruth goes, it's going to be tough. We've hired someone who's kind of learning from her right now, but she is, y'all haven't had the experience with Ruth, but she treats MoFirm money like it was her money, so when it comes to claims, we're pretty conservative with what we pay, so. Justin here.
It's great, I think you guys are going to be over in Branson for me.
So Justin's got some information to go over with you.
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to start off with our...
Would you please extend our apologies for not being able to go out?
I know we have to go to. Sorry. I was coming for the PIO thing. I didn't know what that was, so I've got to view myself in Burlington.
Do you know what that is? They all know what the PIO is?
No.
I'll
Public Information Officer?
I'll tell
you.
Okay. Sorry. We ran them all off.
Yeah.
all right, yeah, this is our loss ratio. What this is, it breaks it down year by year. You've probably seen these before since 1987, 10 counties list. It excludes the years, 3 years, it's gone. from 09, 10, 11. What it does, it shows your premiums paid, breaks down for each year. It has the number of claims paid out, the total loss incurred, and then the loss ratio, which is the premiums divided by the, or the losses divided by the premiums. So we're doing pretty good. This is just a liability pop reserve here. But total since 1987, loss ratio is 77%. Pretty good. What's here around 50 or 60%, but 77 is not bad. So we're doing pretty good for
you. It also gives you a good idea of what you have actually paid in the firm in terms of your annual contribution.
And this is just liability, and then properties over here. Same thing, premiums, same numbers, not same numbers, but same categories here. And then for the cumulative at the end here, second loss ratio for just property only is 21%, which is pretty good. No open claims either. This year we're going to pay out $6,373 in claims. So we're doing pretty good. We're on the right track as far as that goes.
And we did, I'm sure Dixie probably reported to y'all, but we did come in and meet, wasn't it in May or early June? We actually came in and did an inspection of the jail facility,
right,
at the correction center, and there were no recommendations there.
For awesome correction. Right. Everything came back good. That was our excess carrier wanting to see some of our larger properties, so that's what we did that. Expecting everything came back favorable, so we're happy to see that. Also on this, this is kind of what I use a lot. This one, it kind of breaks down the different subsidiaries that we look at as far as loss ratio. Automobile liability 45, great. Collision 73 is okay. The largest one here is law enforcement 202%. So we pay out quite a bit of law enforcement. Those claims there get pretty costly for us. I like to use this as far as areas we need to concentrate our risk management services on.
What's the time frame?
This is total. From 87, excluding 9, 09, 10, 11, 12, 13. This includes it all there. Everything else looks really good. It's just law enforcement.
And this could be used again, like, let's say the sheriff, you know, needs training or something like that. It's easy for him to see a snapshot like that and say, okay, your department is costing in terms of claims. So we work closely with the Sheriff's Association, and we're all kind of a little frustrated that the sheriffs don't seem to be making use of a lot of free training that the association.
Such as driver training, they have free driver training. They'll come to you, you'll use a facility, a parking lot facility, and then your own vehicles. They have to train the vehicles, that way you're familiar with it, you know, not choose a standardized car. But they do offer that around the state, and we just met with them the other day. They started off with a budget of $69,000 two or three years ago. That budget's down to $12,000 now because there's just no interest in it. So they just keep bumping it down because sheriffs aren't taking advantage of it. And it's free training. So all it takes is eight hour attending the class. So that's one thing we're trying to push out on the road here is just for our sheriffs to be more receptive to the retraining. Like I said, them cost anything, so it's kind of all takes us time. Also got here is just your loss runs. It's kind of a snapshot of all the claims we've had. It's like I ran from January 1st, 2010 through last week. There's only one open claim on here. I think it was sexual assault while in jail. Looks like it's only reserved for 1,000, so that's not too bad. Mike's handling that one. So if you guys ever need, you're in the future, you need the explanation.
Yeah,